Keep me moving. I got you. Couple roster moves. Jamie Mitchell left the team, and Derek Roberson. We waived Derek. James Rogers from Michigan is going to be coming in playing corner, and Terrell White, defensive tackle, is going to be coming in. And we will have them available for Friday night. Other than that, I thought good practice. Hit a lot of situations. Guys pushed through. We focused on the Bucs. That was it. You know, and sometimes when you have that first preseason game hanging out there in the balance, but this is all about us right now. We have to learn our stuff. We got to get good at our stuff. And now we'll pay some attention here to going and playing a game starting this afternoon. And chance to go away with our football team the first time. That's always interesting, you know, the first time you hit the road, just us. So that'll be fun. And then to get back into playing games. You know, game day is my favorite day. I don't care if it's preseason or a championship game. They're all fun. So looking forward to it.
Special meaning for you, given that it is going to be your first game as the head coach of this team out on the sidelines.
Yeah. You know, again, one of the things is I'm just grateful that I've been a head coach for 11 years. So, you know, kind of know what to expect in a game. I remember my first game as a head coach. That was a scary proposition. What's that?
Final score.
All the stuff that I had to think about that I didn't used to have to think about. Yeah.
Now that part comes easy.
Well, nothing comes easy, but at least you know what to expect. You know.
What about the difference between college and the NFL? I mean, you're going to be a head coach in the NFL for the first time 2 days from now.
Yeah, I don't really. You know, I think the replay is a big difference. But if you think about it, the pro game's coming closer to the college game now. You know, last year it was scoring plays being reviewed, every scoring play. Now it's scoring plays and turnovers being reviewed. So there's less and less that as a head coach you can challenge on, which is good. I'm still, you know, very much in favor, though, of the white hat being the guy who sees it underneath the hood. And having coached in college, there's no doubt in my mind that's the best way.
Is there still a sense of achievement for you, though, with this game? You're an NFL coach now. This is the type, you know.
I really don't think that way. I never have, you know. And it's probably cheating the process a little bit because you never really get to enjoy it. But I've kind of always just, you know, what's next? That's kind of how I operate. Hopefully someday, you know, you retire and you look back and you say it was a heck of a deal. But not while I'm doing it.
Any fatigue today? Correct.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No doubt. Yeah, we looked heavy-legged. But the thing I loved is they bust their butt. They went as hard as they could. Now, that isn't what it looked like 6 days ago, that's for sure. But now's the time. It's okay to be there now. We won't, you know, September 9th, we won't be there. We'll feel great. But right now, it's the heart of training camp, so that's okay.
Given that, what do you think about what you'll do with some of your key players in terms of how much you'll play them? Like Josh Freeman, for example, the first offense. What is kind of the decision going to be there?
Well, everybody's different. So like you say, Josh, you know, I'm not going to go into all the individual plans for each guy, but we'll have a plan for every player. And I learned a long time ago, whether it was in scrimmages in college football or it's in the preseason, we're sticking to the plan. I don't care what the situation is. You know, that's when you get yourself in trouble. Let them have another series. Cooler minds prevailed in a meeting room when we decided all this, and we'll stick to the plan. The harder part is getting, you know, as the game goes on and you have – different guys and mixing and matching, making sure you got 11 on the field every play. As crazy as that sounds, in preseason games, you know, you watch it every week. You know, it's poor coaches screaming and yelling and trying to get everybody out there. It's very relaxing.
Greg, how do you balance trying out some innovative plays, different aspects of your offense and defense, and then not showing your hand for Carolina? I mean,
well, there's certain things we won't show, but, I mean, I want to run our stuff. I mean, that's what we do. We are who we are. I want to make sure we keep it simple enough, though, that we can evaluate our guys. I don't want the reason to be that a guy didn't make a block, a tackle, a catch, or a run because he didn't know what he was doing. Right now, I want to evaluate their physical ability to play against other people in a competitive arena with this part being clear. You know, and then because in a game plan week, you know, we didn't game plan at all. We'll look at some stuff tomorrow, and then we'll go play the game Friday. But in a game plan week, you build as the week goes on, and you're very, very familiar exactly what you're going to do, and you have a good idea what they're going to do, and It's very pointed or focused repetitions. Here, we're just doing everything right now. So we'll shrink it down to make sure that the guys know exactly what it is. We won't exactly know what we're going against, but we'll know what we're doing.
What are your impressions of Greg Ellingson?
I'll tell you, Greg has been a pleasant, not a surprise, I shouldn't say that, because we played against him. We actually played FIU when I was at Rutgers, and he was a pain in the rear end. He was catching balls all over the place, and the thing I remember about him as a player is he loved football. You could just see the passion he has about the game, and he practices that way. Whether he's scout team, playing on the unit, special teams, guy goes a million miles per hour.
Greg, is experience for the backup quarterback, is that an imperative when you went out and got a guy that has started NFL games before? Did you have to have that in the number two spot?
We sure wanted to, yeah. We wanted an established pro that was going to add value to the room. You know, when you talk about a quarterback room, quarterback's like no other position. They meet more than any position. And, you know, when special teams is going on, when all that stuff's going on, they're in meetings with their quarterback coach and with the offensive coordinator. So that room really is a think tank, coaches and players. And you want to make sure that everybody's in that room can add value.
Coach, any update on Donald Penn? And just can you share with us anything? I know you obviously talked to him after practice, but just how's he doing? And when do you expect to see him out there running?
Well, he's excited to get back. You know, he wants to do it. I want to make sure that when we bring him back, he's good to go, because what we don't want is a lingering injury. You know, it's given him an opportunity to really get himself into pretty good shape, which, you know, sometimes it's not as bad as you think, you know. As long as we get him back where he'll have time to sharpen up his game and knock the rust off and be ready to play, that'll be the key, and I think he will. Thank you, guys.